Grab your favorite gossip mag and run for cover, because this week's Discovery tracks a killer who's gunning for Hollywood. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm your host, Kristen Dreyer Kramer, from nightsandweekends.com. Well, when James Patterson teamed up with his old pal Marshall Karp for 2011's Kill Me If You Can, it seemed like a match made in literary heaven. Patterson's rapid-fire action was perfectly paired with Karp's signature wit, and with the follow-up, NYPD Red, this dynamic duo has only gotten better. The story takes place as New York City celebrates Hollywood on the Hudson, a week-long event that's designed to lure big Hollywood productions and dollars to the Big Apple. The fanfare starts to die down, though, as a killer targets some of Hollywood's biggest names. New York's high-profile victims response team, publicly known as NYPD Red, is called in to track down the killer. And with millions of dollars at stake and the mayor watching their every move, there's no time to lose. Well, crime thrillers don't get a whole lot more entertaining than NYPD Red. Patterson's eagle eye for action once again gives the story the kind of breakneck pacing that readers have come to expect from the beloved best-selling author. His surefire formula for action and suspense ensures that once you pick up one of his thrillers, it's no small feat to set it aside. And that's the case once again with NYPD Red. Karp's contribution, meanwhile, is the laid-back style. In addition to the usual cold-blooded killers and committed cops, NYPD Red is filled with Hollywood hotshots. And while real-life movie moguls and action stars may tend to take themselves way too seriously, Karp doesn't make the same mistake here. Instead, he gives the story a fun, flippant tone, injecting just the right amount of twisted humor to the story's suspense. And the result is a read that's every bit as darkly entertaining as it is exhilarating. But is it worth temporarily trading your favorite theater seat for your favorite reading chair? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. If you love a good popcorn flick as much as I do, you won't want to miss it. It's as much fun as your favorite summer blockbuster, but it's still cheaper than a ticket and a trip to the concession stand. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. NYPD Red by James Patterson and Marshall Karp is 368 fast and fun pages long and is available from Little Brown & Company. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.